Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Sunday, March the 13th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
This is a special weekend Live Talk broadcast that we will continue bringing to you throughout this month, focusing on the March 26 by-elections.
Political parties pressed ahead with their campaigns across the country today, with the Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, leader Nelson Chamisa holding a rally in Duluwadzimu Stadium in Beitbridge, while Vice President Constantino Chiwenga of ZANU-PF addressed ZANU-PF supporters in Mutare, and MDCT Alliance leader Douglas Monzora also held a rally campaign in Harare, where he told his supporters to reject both ZANU-PF and CCC on March the 26th.
The three leaders denounced political violence, telling their supporters to campaign in peace and shun any form of thuggery. Let's take you to Beitbridge, where Nelson Chamisa held his political rally after being barred by the police from doing the same in Marondera yesterday. An electric mood, the thousands of Triple C supporters cheering on their leader Nelson Chamisa as he arrived at Duluwadzimu Stadium this afternoon to hold a meeting, a campaign rally for the March 26 elections.
Let's also take a listen to an audio of VP Chiwenga's address in Mutare, what he had to say to his ZANU-PF supporters. We were hearing there Vice President Constantino Chiwenga addressing ZANU-PF supporters in Mutare today. We heard him saying that, you know, the city of Mutare needs to be clean. And he's saying that if ZANU-PF is voted into power in Mutare, that's what he's promising to do. Ntunga.
Anzi nyika inova kwa neveni vayo ilizwe lakiwa ngabani kaza. And let's also here events that took place at MDCT / Alliance leader Douglas Monzora stamping at the Zimbabwe grounds in Harare today.
Chisa Baba Chisa. Chisa Changrai Chisa. Chisa MDCT Chisa. Chisa MDC Alliance Chisa. Yes, Oko. Nekoko. Nekoko. Nekoko.
Mutungamiri wechimwe chikwata cheMDCT uye varikutungamirirawo bato reMDC Alliance Musarudzo vaDouglas Monzora vaitawo musangano wavo kuHighfield muHarare nhasi.
Une vana vedu vakapedza maform 4, vakapedza mauniversity, vakapedza macolleges. Vana ava havana mabasa. Saka seMDC zvachiri kuda, chiri kuda kuti nyika dziri kunze, nyika dzine mari yadzo, vana Britain, America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand.
Vamonzora vakurudzira munyika kuti muite runyararo. Vatiwo munyika munofanira kuitwa nhaurirano, vachiti izvi ndizvo chete zvinopedza matambudziko akatarisana nenyika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, upfumi nezvimwe.
MDC tiri kuti hatichada politics dzekunyombana, tukana kurovana hakuna jiri. Politics dzekurovana nemunyati, rational disputation. Tiri kuti seMDC chikuda dialogo iyi, kwete kuti vamwe vagova maprista kana kuti vagova maminista. Tiri kuita dialogo na veZimbabwe vagare zvakanaka.
They call him Mukoma Dagi, vatsigiri vake. That's MDCT / Alliance leader Douglas Monzora addressing supporters at a rally Harare lamhlanje mafi.
Yes, Ntunga, we're going to have our first guest before we go in language. At the top of the hour, we have Ms. Justina Mukoko of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, who will be with us for just a few minutes to just pick her brain on what she sees going on during this campaign as leading up to the by-elections on March the 26th. Welcome to the program, Ma'am Mukoko.
Thank you very much. Thank you, listeners.
You are there in Zimbabwe. You have been following what's going on the ground regarding the preparations for the by-elections on March the 26th. As the Zimbabwe Peace Project, can you give us an insight into what you're seeing happening right now?
What we are seeing as the Zimbabwe Peace Project is that there is an increase, there's a surge in cases of political violence. And that violence is targeting mainly activists and supporters of the CCC.
Mm-hmm.
And on our part, that is a bit concerning, mm-hmm, because it immediately tells us that the environment is not conducive. It is, the playing field is not level. We are also getting concerned about the number of campaign rallies, especially of the CCC, being stopped. I think we saw activities and what went on in Gokwe. And yesterday there was also an issue about a rally in Rudaka that eventually did not take place.
Mm-hmm. So moving forward, what do you think could be the remedy? What should the leaders of all these political parties be doing as they prepare for the March 26th by-election to stop this violence?
I think when we say that a date for elections has been proclaimed, mm-hmm, it means that what kicks in are campaigns, and political parties are supposed to be able to access their supporters, mm-hmm, and speak to their supporters. Mm-hmm. So when political parties are prevented from accessing their supporters, mm-hmm, you then recognize that something is wrong. And I think if we go to our constitution, yes, our constitution is very clear that everybody has got political rights, and there's also freedom of association and freedom of assembly. Mm-hmm. And we also have even the Electoral Act, whose sanctions we would really want to see them being enforced. We recognize that a lot of those sanctions for those who perpetrate political violence and intimidate others have not been fully enforced even in previous elections, and that is our core. And I think on top of it all, we also appeal to political leaders to use cordial language, not inflammatory language, because once inflammatory language is used, it drives the violence amongst their supporters. So they need to rein in their supporters, but also be able to control their tongues.
Kutaba lodlakela khonapho imukoko. Sizwile uDouglas Monzora namuhla ekhuluma labasekeli bakhe sithi phansi ngodlakela. Uthi wenga ukhulume labasekeli bakhe laye uthi phansi ngodlakela. Ngokufanayo uChamisa eBed Bridge layo besoludlakela uthi abantu kabakhankasi ngokuthula. Abantu laba bakhokheli bamabandla laba ayisikho kwakuqala ukuthi balusole udlakela, kodwa sibonele usiba khona lanxa kunjalo kumaviki amabili amathathu edluleyo lapho kubulawe khona umsekeli webandla le-Triple C. Igambe singawasola yini akhona amabandla esingawasola sithi mhlawumbe kagenzi okwaneleyo ukukhuthaza abasekeli ba ukuthi batshiyane lodlakela, njengoba sibona abakhokheli bawo baphumela egcikeni besithi hayi udlakela kalufunakali. Ngitsho layo umongameli Mnangagwa usekutshilo.
Kulula kakhulu ukuthi umlomo ukhulume, kodwa kwenzakalayo phansi lapha lapho esiphethe khona indaba zabasekeli babanye amabandla abaphathwa kundaba zodlakela kuyenzakala, kodwa ngapha kukhulunywa. Sithi thina nxa bekhuluma kufanele kuhambelane nalokho esikubonayo nxa sesikhangelane nabasekeli babo. Nxa sebenze njalo yena umkhokheli ethe kungaze kwaba lodlakela, kuyini abakwenzayo ukwenzela ukuthi bajezise labo abenza ezodlakela, bona abakhokheli bengalufuni udlakela? Ngoba kungehluleka ukuthi kube lokujeziswa kwabantu, abantu baqhubekela phambili besenza khonokho okudlakela kwezombangazi, ngoba akula abakubonayo ukuthi kungenzakala kibo. NgesiNdebele kuthiwa umlomo awugcwalelwa ngumfula.
Tochiti kuti tiite mpue mfunzo wedu wakupedzisira, tichi kupai yedu zororo. Munoona sei zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, takatarisa kushungurudzwa kuri kuita vamwe vemapato anopikisa pari zvino vari kutsvaga rutsigiro rwemabielections achange ariko iwo mwedzi uno.
Zvinhu zvinosuwisa kuti panenge patsanangurwa kuti pari kuitwa sarudzo, uye kana zvichinzi kune sarudzo, vanenge vati vari kuda kupinda musarudzo ijojo vane kodzero yekuti vagone kusangana nevatsigiri vavo. Asi tane zviitiko zvinenge zviviri zvandiri kuyeuka zvekuti veTriple C vakatadziswa kuti vagone kusangana nevatsigiri vavo kukwe, nekuda kwekuti mapurisa akabva auya akawanda akashandisa mvura iya inotyiwa nevanhu uyezve netiyegasi. Tochizotarisazve rali yanga ichifanira kunge iri kumarondera nezuro kurudhaka stadium, vanhu havana kutobvumidzwa kupinda mustadium macho nekuti mapurisa anga akatovhara. Saka izvozvo zvinongoratidza kuti sarudzo haisi kufamba zvakanaka, nekuti hakuna mikana yakaenzana kuti vemapato ezvematongerwo enyika vagone kusangana nevatsigiri vavo.
Aiwa.
And maybe umbuzo wokugcina imukoko isike sabona uChiwenga kunsukwana ezidluleyo efananisa ibandla lika Chamisa lentwala athi kumele icholwe esingathi you know inflammatory speech ngamazwi esingathi aphedla udlakela lawo kodwa amazwi anje singathi avela kubandla libusayo kuphela yini kumbe laba bamabandla aphikisayo zikhona inkulumo ezimbi eziphedla udlakela abasikhulumayo
ngikhangele imhlangano ebekhona ephathelane lama-by-elections esikhangelane lawo kunsuku ezimbitshwane ezilandelayo ngibona ingani yiwo amazwi asidabise kakhulu ukuthi njengeZimbabwe ngo-2022 sikhuluma sifananisa abantu lentwala liyakwazi ukuthi kube kwaba le nkulumo enjalo endaweni ezifana leRwanda kwaba lokwengeza ukubisana kwabantu njalo amazwi lawo asewumazwi afanele ukuthi siwathole esuka kumsekeli kamongameli njalo eyisiphathamandla esiphezulu kubandla lakhe ngike ngezwa kuthiwa ucine sithi yena hhayi amazwi lawo kaso kasebenzise njalo kodwa kusidanise kakhulu ukuthi sizwe amazwi anjalo ekhulunywa anikezwa amanye amazwi aphume kwezinye iinkokheli.
Thank you there, Nkosazana Mkoko. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Ayi wathi nokuthenda zvikuru tichazenge tichidzoka zvakare kwamuri munguva inotevera asi pari zvino toti aiwa muve nezuva rakanaka nekuti mambenge mataura kuti muchange muine isu kwenguva shomanana babai
maitazvenyu bye.
Tunga, unfortunately we just had that our other guest just dropped, but let's move ahead with our program tonight. If you could intro in Debele, then we go to our guest Linda Masarira.
Yebo, mavilapo, for the benefit of those who don't understand Ndebele, I asked Justina Mukoko if there are any inflammatory statements that they have recorded from opposition political parties, because recently we had Vice President Constantino Chiwenga likening the CCC party to lice that he said should be crushed, which was by any account an inflammatory statement. But Mkoko was saying that that was the most egregious and most inflammatory statement that they've recorded recently, and adding that so far from the opposition, they have not seen anything as much egregious. Abasanda kusithuma sikuhlelo lwe-Live Talk, njalo lamhlanje sikhuluma ngodaba lwama-elections. Siyazi ukuthi kusensuku zatshwala ukuthi sifike kumhla ka-26 kulinyanga phela ekambimbitho, lapho okuza kwenziwa khona ukhetho lwama-by-elections endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe. Bari kumhanya nebhora, vakomana vagijima ngebhora abezombusazwe lapha, oChiwenga simbone seMtare, uChamisa obese Bedbridge eDulibazimu, kati lo Douglas Monzora lai ubese Harare lamuhla. Bonke bekhuthaza abalandeli babo ukuthi babavotele befake amakhansila amabandla abo, njalo bafake lamalunga ephalamende. Phezu kwalokho bonke bathi hayi amabandla ezombusazwe kumele avote ePlaza Khankase ngokuthula, achiyane lodlakela, ngoba sike sabona kusukwana ezedluleyo kutshaywa njalo kubulawa ilunga lebandla likaChamisa, kulomunye njalo otshiselwe indlu, labanye abathi batshayiwe ngabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi ngabezanu PF. Mafi,
Aiwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu special by elections broadcast chatiri kukupai nhasi tiri muma studio tichange tiri kutarisa isu gadziriro yema by elections iri kuitwa nemapato ari munyika. Nasi taona bato re CCC kana Citizens Coalition for Change rinotungamirwa na Nelson Chamisa riri kudhulu vadzimu kubite bridge uko vanga vachitaura nevatsigiri vavo vachiuyedza kuva kuti vakwanise kuwanikwa ivo vachiwana rutsigiro pamabai elections emuswa March 26. Taona zvakare vaConstantino Chiwenga vari kwaMutare uko vanga vachiedza zvakare kutsvaga rutsigiro kubvawo kuvatsigiri vavo veZANU PF vari kweikoko. Tozopinda Harare taona vaDouglas Monzura veMDCT kana MDC Alliance vachiedza zvakare kutsvagawo rutsigiro kubva kuvatsigiri vavo kuti vawanikwe ivo vachivavhotera musi waMarch 26. Asi zvataona zvichibuda pamusangano yese mitatu iyi muzuva ranhasi, taona vatungamiri vese vatatu ava vachikurudzira vatsigiri vavo kuti vasawanikwe vachipinda ivo munyaya dzemhirizhonga. Saka tiri ipapo tine mumwe munyari kani wedu ari pano achange ariwo imo mumabai elections aya emuswa March 26 muzvare Linda Masarira the lead. Rigai timbonzwa kwavari kuti zvakamira sei mukuedza kutsvaga gadziriro kwavari kuita uyezve kuti vari kuvimbise chii vanhu vemudunhu ravachange vachikwikwidza kuti vanovaitira. Hallo muzvare Linda Masarira.
Matadisi timazviari sei mabasa.
Aiwa tiri wadi tiri kuno. Motipawo sare bato renyu uyezve kuti muchange muri kukwikwidza muri muconstituency ipi zvizva muri kuwanikwa imwe muchivimbisa vanhu kana muchinge masarudzwa muconstituency iyi.
Zvichare bato randinotungamira nekutsigira pamwe chete rinonzi Labour Economist and African Democrat kana muchidimbu chinoti LEAD. Ini ndichange ndichimira kuita MP muHarare Central Constituency. Zvakare tine vamwe vamiririri vatinavo kuHarare East vanonzi Precious Musarurwa kuEpwep Richard Rusiyadzanyikwa Ward 34 Mufakose tine vanonzi Nebeta Shongedza Ward 7 Masvingo Eden tine vanonzi Eva Joy Chibindi neWard 9 Bulawayo tina anonzi Philisani Nyunge. Ndo nzvimbo dzatakagona kuisa makandidheti idzodzo nekuti tichiri bato richiri vidiki richiri nemakore mashomanana uye isu sebato tiri kuedza kupa mukana kune madzimai nevechidiki kuti agone kunowanika mune zvematongerwo enyika. Saka tiri kufamba nhanho nenhanho tichidzidza tichienda nekuti tinoda kunzwisisa kuti izvo zvematongerwo enyika izvi zvinofambiswa sei uye kuti tinodzosera sei hutungamiri kuvanhu kwete kuti tinoramba tine hutungamiriri hwevanhu vakapfuma kare vanonyepa nekuvimbisa vanhu zvinhu zvavasingazozadzikiti vasida kuzadzisa hume dzavo. Ini ndakamiririra kuHarare Central kwandiri kumhanya nekukwikwidza kuita MP ndiri kuvimbisa zvizvarwa zvese nevagari vemaHarare Central Constituency kuti vakandivhotera ndichavenge ndichivamirira panyaya dzemushando yatinoti Labour pachirungu kuona kuti zvenu mitemo yedu inoenderana nezvemishando iri kufambirana here nevashandi nekuti tinoona kuti Labour Act yedu muno munyika yakanyanya kurerekera kune vashandino. Vashandi vanoramba vachimbunyikidzirwa kodzero dzavo vachipihwa mugove mushomanana usingakwanise kuvararamisa ivo nemhuri dzavo. Isu sebato reLabour Economist and African Democrat lead vavariro yedu ndeyekuti chizvarwa chese chemuno muZimbabwe chigone kunogara zvakanaka chigone kunowana zvikwanisiro zvinoita kuti upenyu huendeke vachigona zvakare kuzosiyira vana vavo nhaka. Dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti taane makore tichingonyepewa chivimbiswa zvinhu zvisipo asi isu sebato idzva tiri kuda kujorera utungamiriri kuvanhu kuti vanhu vagogona kutsarudzana munharaunda dzavo kuti uyu ndiye mumiriri wedu anoziva matambudziko atakatarisana nawo uye achigona kuagadzirisa.
Ndinoda
kumirira zvakare nyaya yemapensioners nemawar veterans. Tinoona vechikuru vedu vakashanda kare vachisiya mugove wavo kuti vazovachengeta vakwegura vari kutambudzika vachiwana mari iri less than $10 isingatokwane kana kuti vakwire bhazi kuti vaende kunoitora pabhanga rinenge riri padhuze. Ndo dzimwe dzenyaya dzandiri kuda kugadzirisa kana ndichinge ndakunda musarudzo.
Asi munoona muchikunda here? Hatisati tawana muchiita marali ari kuitwawo nevamwe, muri kutambirwa sei? Uyezve nyaya yemhirizhonga muri kusanganawo nayo here mukutsvagatsigiro kwamuri kuendawo?
Isu sebato rendid tinofokasa nekusangana nevanhu tichikurukura navo tichichinjana muono nekuonesana kuti zvinoita kuti matambudziko edu apere ndezvipi. Pachirungu tinoti engagement. Mukaona isusu tikuparticipata munharaunda 6 munharaunda imomo tiri kuita madoor to door campaigns, tiri kuita mameeting edu imomo tichisangana nezvizvarwa zvemo nekuti ndo matiri kuita sei matiri kuda. Takaona kuti hatingatambisi pfuma uye pfuma nemunetero wairi kuita tichiita marali tichitendera nenyika yese isu tine makandidheti 6 chete. Asi nyaya yekuti ndiwe nzvimbo yatiri kumhanya kuepwed kune vanhu vakawanda. Takange takaronga randi yedu yakauya ikakanganiswa nemayouth ezanup f tikanoripotawo kuzeti kukanzi kuite hearing candidate vekuzanu vacho harina kuuya nanhasi. Inyaya dzatiri kuita follow up dzatange toda kuendeswa zvakare kuelectoral court kuti tigadzirise nekuti hakuna party yakakura kupfuura imwe party kana kuti party inoti isusu zvedu zvatiri kuda ngazviitwe zvevava nekuti pati doko ngazvisaitwe. Ndo zvatiri kupikisana nazvo, ndo zvatiri kuridzana nazvo. Takasangana zvakare mhirizhonga muward 7 kumasvingo kandidheti yedu yechidzimai payanga iri kutiretenwa nekuintimidheta nekutyisidzirwa zvakare nemasapota ekuzanu neekutriple c zvakava zvinhu zvakarwadza zvakare. Tikaenda zvakare kugeti kukaitwa hearing vanhu vakatiurwa makandidheti ese kuti vagone kunotsiudza masapota avo. Isu sebato we believe in peace tinobhiliva murunyararo tinobhiliva mukuvaka rudo tsitsi pakati pedu sezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe. Kuva nemuono wakasiyana pane zvematongerwo enyika hazvitiite kuti tive vanhu vanovengana, asi tinofanira kuti tigone kunobatana nekusiyana kwatakaita ikoko tichivaka nyika yedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Batai makadaro, Ntunga.
But Linda, I know you have a right to exist as a party. However, I'm just wondering, do you think you can or you are a factor in these elections, really? Because politics is about numbers, and we haven't seen your numbers yet. We have seen ZANU-PF, you know, wherever they go, they are, you know, they are putting numbers. The same applies to Chamisa. Douglas Monzora had a fair size of supporters today in Harare as well. But I'm not so sure about your party.
You see, the beauty of politics is that we all have our own different ways and strategies of getting to the electorate. And we cannot pretend to be blind to the fact that Zimbabwe is a highly polarized political economy. We cannot also ignore the fact that the patronage system and patriarchal dominance in this country is at alarming levels. And as a party, we have refused to be compared to other parties that have got state funding, that has got Western donor funding, et cetera, et cetera, and those who take the funds from the state coffers. We are a self-funding party. Tinoita zvinoenderana nemafunds atinawo, and we will not be subdued to want to do what other people are doing, because we are still at a stage where we are growing our party, sending a new ideology that has never been there in Zimbabwean politics. We are going to move at our pace. We are not going to be intimidated or to be pushed to move at other people's pace. We are going to move at our pace, telling our ideology, because we are selling a new political ideology to the Zimbabwean political economy. Rome was not built in a day. ZANU-PF did not become a mega and big party overnight. The MDC did not become a mega party overnight. The CCC is just an old party that is rebranded. So we cannot compare CCC with LEAD, which is a party that was wholly and organically grown by Zimbabweans who are disgruntled, by workers who are tired and fed up of being used and abused. So we are going to move in our pace, and we are going to make sure that by the time we get to 2028, like what we have projected in our own lead strategy, that we will definitely attain power in 2028, and that I will be the first female president of this country. So we are not going to be pushed by the rhetoric or the political grandstand that we are seeing. That will not deter us to continue mobilizing, to continue recruiting, and to serve the vision that we have for this country, which is to restore the order and the dignity of all those who are voiceless, who have been manipulated and abused by politics of populism in this country.
Fair point. But again, politics is about numbers. How much have you grown from the last election to date in terms of numbers, in terms of membership?
We've got a fair number. From the numbers that we have from the chairman's office, from the last meeting that we had, right now we've got about 9,000 paid-up members. We are not talking just about supporters who come to fill up rallies. We are talking of people who still do their membership forms, who are paying their subscriptions, and I think we are doing well. And when it comes to this number thing, I always draw back people to the current DRC president. It was a virtually a non-party, a party that did not even do rallies, but it won the election. So at the end of the day, there might be a trend that people are used to, but Zimbabweans are no longer stupid. Zimbabweans now know what they want. And Zimbabweans are now interrogating the real issues and moving away from politics of propaganda, politics of patronage, etc., etc. So at the end of the day, we know that we are going to get at least one seat in parliament. We'll get at least one seat in the council that we are participating in. And we know that by the time we get to 2023, we will be having a fair chance to be able to garner more seats as we prepare for our grand entry to the presidium in
2028.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Miss Linda, please just stay on
the line.
Miss Linda, we have 9,000 paid-up members out of a population of 15 million.
Yes, indeed.
And she says they have a good shot at the 2023 elections. And as you could see, even the Elilabantu, I'm a paid-up member. The Lawang, I'm a paid-up member. I have a paid-up member. I'm 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 a Ibandla lake for now lilama paid up members angu 9,000. Umbuzo wami nje ukuthi xa sikhangela i 9,000 elizweni elilabantu abangu 15 million inombolo encane kakhulu kodwa uthi hayi come 2023 bakhangelele ukunqoba kugetho.
Interesting there, Antunga, but we have a caller on the line. Hello caller.
Yes, good evening, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Who are we speaking to and from where?
Yeah, we are speaking from Tutu Fungai Panget from South Africa and JHB.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give us your view.
Yes. I'm very glad and I'm very happy with the stance and the way the CCC is moving. My contribution will be I need to encourage each and every Zimbabwean, whether diaspora or those people are back home. Mm-hmm. The main encouragement is we need to keep on encouraging people to register to vote. This ZANU-PF party and their allies, the MDC alliance, which one that is now running, everybody knows that he's just a puppet of ZANU-PF. But if people can register to vote and make sure that this coming by-election, we we reach everybody voting. Come 2023 on the presidential election, everybody knows. And I'm very happy with the stance, even in the rural areas, the way people are now behaving. They now know the truth on the ground. And I'm wondering also, if these young people guys are still going on to campaign, what else are they promising people now? What else? I'm just wondering. I'm eager to hear what are they going to say. Because what else are they going to say which they have never said before?
Mm-hmm.
What else? Yes. So my encouragement is every household, every father, every family, let's come out in numbers. Let's show them the way. As much as they can rig. Chikona chinota nachipi icho makudanga jikao munda asa ana makare mapakuru munorona rakara munda ririmo rataza kupedza munda ma numbers ano wana kurigwa chete kana vado vare vashoma but if people can come out in numbers and register to vote and go for those polling stations and register to vote, I'm telling you, we're in for it.
Mm-hmm.
People must understand that this 2023 is the last year. Do poco for the Sereva Papa. Tika Vataza, Eva Papa, Tiakumera 2028. She might have for the next 12 years. Then she never ever say Evo Papa. I'm very happy. People will rather respond and let's encourage them. Using this platform, social media, you guys, the radio stations, let's spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
But there are something many people are going to lose hope. In election, but you need to tell them one more time. This is the last chance. This mm-hmm. is the last kick that we must encounter now.
Aye, wapaka nakasaka imi makaregister kufuta ere uyeje varimu naraunda yamunogara makaregister.
Daga register kufuta and wherever mandiri ma social groups, society, ma WhatsApp groups everywhere. That's the message talking to each and every one single person.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead, guys. Let's register to vote. Let's go for the polling stations. And I'm also very glad that this group of the Pacheco, Rigo Exposa, Rugutica Music, Ne Vota Soho, Kutuota Ronzi, but commercial building, but about 20 people residing there. What is that? Those are all the tactics, the records of data. And thanks very much to the technology, thanks very much to the social media. Everything is being exposed in the Kinaguti. Oh, it's my tactics. I'm going to say, this time they are out. Those are the outdated. So if we can come out in numbers, they cannot play those figures. I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
they will never play those figures.
Are you watching?
Sure everybody ready to vote and we're in for it.
Tinotenda vapangeti muve nezuva rakanaka kwamuri ikoko. Ndinonzwa kuti tine vamwe munyarikani wedu vari kubva ivo kuzano PF. Regai tiende kwavari va Ignatius Mateveke. Tinzwe kuti ivo vari kuvimbisa vanhu chii uyezve vachange vakamirira vari kupi. Alo vaMateveke. Hello.
Hello, pachipamwe.
Aiwa, pachipamwepo. Ehe, mukati tsananguro kuti imi makamirira zano PF muri kudunhu ripi uye zvezvi zvamuri kuvimbisawo vatsigiri venyu.
Ini ndakamirira zano PF ndiri kumarondera Central kumashure East.
Mhm. Kumarondera Central kwatakaona kuine mhirizhonga nezuro.
Mhirizhonga makaiwana apai.
Aiwa kuti hakuna kuzobudirawo mamwe mapati rally mamwe mapato asi anyway regai timire nezvenyu zvamuri kuita imini zvii zvamuri kuvimbisa vanhu vemunzvimbo iyoyi yemarondelas
marondela inzvimbo yakanaka zvikuru uye ine potential yakakura zvekudevelopa into a very competent town saka ini semumiriri mutsva ari kuuya ndiri kutarisa chekutanga neoversight role yandinenge ndinayo sa local legislator nyaya yeservice delivery muri kuona kuti nini just like mamwe maguta ari kutungamirirwa neveopposition dilapidation kana ku wondomuka kweservice delivery zvakafanana nemvura waste water tinonya yesewage kutakurwa kwemarara zvese izvi zvanga zvisingachaitike zvakuita kuti dhorobha redu remarondera riite kunge sango zvichiexposa vanhu vedu
zvirwere zvizhinji uye nekugara kusina tarukano. Saka ini ndichipinda saMP ndokutarisa nyaya iyoyo yekuti vanhu vemarondera vanofanira kuwana mvura yakachena. Mvura yakachena ichibuda aidha patepi kana safe bowls. Iye zvino izvi ini ndakatochera mabowls anosvika 15 for the past 3 weeks. Mabowls is a short term solution kudambudziko remvura riri mumarondera. Asi tine long term solution zvakare. Ndofunga makaona His Excellency President mumwedzi yapfuura iyo vachitihurira dhamu redu lemuchekerano. Izvozvi seZANU PF Party tiri kutoisa pipeline iri kubva kumuchekerano yoya muwenini. Tobva taunza isusu mvura yakachena mukatarisa kuti nini water treatment plant yemumarondera haina kumbobva yaimprovwa zvachose since 2008 takapinda opposition council. Saka isusu izvozvi tatori nemaplans atori approved ekuti tivandudze water treatment plan zveunyazvi hwepamusoro zvinova zvinhu zvandakadzidzirawo kunyange ini wacho. Saka ndizvo zvimwe zvinhu zvatiri kutarisira panyaya yeservice delivery.
Ya mombobata makadaro timbopa Mutunga chance yekutaura. Mutunga uri kunzwa honorable ava vari kutaura Ignatius Matevike veZANU PF vari kuvimbisawo zvavari kuti vari kuunza mumarondera. Wombovakandira one question tisati tatora mumwe munyarikani wedu.
Ndokuwanzwa is saying that he has managed to drill 15 boreholes in the past 3 weeks. And he's a candidate, he's running for office. Saka Vamatevere, I'm just wondering if this is not, you know, vote buying, because 15 boreholes in the past 3 weeks, because, you know, we have an election coming up. How is that not vote buying?
Kana muchiti vote buying ne nhau yekuti ndataura kuti ndadzirira 15 boreholes, marondera ini handina kuya kuzongosarudzwa ndichibva elsewhere. Ini ndakazvarira marondera ndikakurira marondera inzvimbo yandinogara, uye zvakare ini ndiri muzvinabhizimusi mumarondera. Saka ndine obligation iyoyo yekusimudzira nharaunda yangu ini, uye nharaunda yandinoitirawo kunyange nebhizimusi rangu.
Are there any other development programs that you have implemented outside of these three past weeks where you drilled 15 boreholes?
Kubva gore ra 2017 ndichitanga as a businessman mumarondera, ndine zvandakawana zvakawanda zvandaita semwana womumarondera kusvika pari nhasi.
And the reason why I'm asking Mr. Mateveke is because we have seen people complaining that politicians from both sides of the aisle, you know, they come promising people milk and honey, doing similar projects, you know, when there's an election. And when the election is gone and that candidate loses is a different matter. Some have gone on to withdraw those programs, while others have totally abandoned them, and that has been a major cause for concern to a lot of people.
Unona, my brother, the major difference between ZANU PF and the other so-called political parties is that ZANU PF inogara muvanhu. ZANU PF haizongouye panguva yeelection, uye ZANU PF haipromisi asi inoita. Our policies and programs are not based on rhetoric. and perhaps wishful thinking. Saka munozoona inini kuti ZANU-PF inozoramba ine support yakawanda nenyaya yekuti ZANU-PF inogara muvanhu and our programs are people based. Tinoramba tiri muvanhu nguva dzose. Ndosaka vaona inini ndichiti inini ndamirira ZANU-PF pa election. Asi mwana waZANU-PF ndanga ndichingosevenzera nharaunda yekwangu nguva dzose. Unlike vamwe vatinoona vekwamwe mapato kuti vanenge vari kwavari uko vozotanga kutaura kuti izvi zvakakanganiswa, izvi zvakakanganiswa tasvika panguva yeelection. Saka isu ZANU-PF hatitauri zvebudiriro kana tasvika paelection. Tinogara tiri mubudiriro nekuti tiri bato revanhu.
Mnumzana Mateveke lapho umela ibandla leZANU-PF kukhetho lwemarondera ubekhuluma ukuthi yena kumaviki amathathu asanda kwedlula ugebhele abantu bakuleyo ndawo izikotsho ezilishumi lanhlanu. Kodwa besembuza ukuthi kodwa so vote buying yini yonale, ngoba esikhathini esiningi sesibone ama-politicians abezombusazwe begijimela kuZulu. Abanye bahamba lensaro, abanye bahamba lamarayisi, abanye babuya lama-projects alokhu lalokhuyanxa kulokhetho. Kodwa bathi bengadliwa kulolo khetho banyamalale, kumbe benganqoba banyamalale futhi ama-projects lawo aphelele endleleni nje kungabi indaba zalutho. Ngakho bengimbuza ubaba uMateveke lapho ukuthi kazama ukuthenga amavotini lapha bese sibona inyamalala futhi ukuthi yena hayi akunjalo njengomuntu ovela eMarondera ozalelwe eMarondera ongusomabhizimusi njalo kungumlando wakhe ukubona kungumlando wakhe ukuthi aphakamise abantu besigaba sakhe ngokubasungulela inhlelo zentuthuko mafi.
Ehe, Ntunga, ndirikunzwa kuti tine mumwe munyarikani wedu vaWitness Dube veMDCT vari paRunhare. Saka tichambo misa vaIgnatius Mateveke tichitorawo vaWitness Dube, takamirira kunzwawo kune vamwe vanyarikani vedu vari kubva kuCCC. Pana vashumba vari kumasvingo vari kunyora apa paWhatsApp kuti ndamirira asi regai tinzwe. Mr. Dube, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and greetings to the viewers, to the listeners.
Thank you so much. We saw your party, the MDCT, at a rally in Harare today. Tell us a little bit about what came out of that rally. Are you confident going into the election on March 26th that you will be able to get your candidates voted in from what you saw today?
Yes, the rally that we held today was a peace rally. And it's in the tradition of the MDC for us to hold the rally at least 2 weeks before any election, where we bring our candidates and we have the president as the principal spokesperson of the party, articulate our policies and give pointers to our manifesto as it relates to the elections that will be taking place. So we had that today, and a lot of people came. Our numbers keep increasing from one rally to the next, which is a growing affirmation of the confidence that the people have in the MDC, which also shows that other parties have been exposed in this electoral period. They've been exposed perhaps for the poverty in their systems, but maybe also in their schemes in trying to hoodwink the electorate. The electorate at such a time, they are exposed to a lot of schemes by political parties. But MDC being a party that is grounded in the grassroots, we always maintain and fine-tune our policies to meet what the electorate demands. And this growing number of people in our rallies shows that they have confidence in us. But key also is the fact that it was a peace rally whereof we are saying as a party, our elections must be peaceful, must be non-violent. No one must lose a limb or bleed because of an election. And this is based or founded in our philosophy of rational disputation, where we are saying people must learn to differ peacefully. We have divergent views as Zimbabweans, we have different backgrounds and all, but it must never push anyone to fight another. And we have seen an escalation of violence between CCC, this new political outfit, and ZANU-PF. And this is something that is greatly abhorred in the MCC. So we believe that this growth in confidence also is because of our deliberate effort to make the politics in Zimbabwe about issues and not necessarily about power games and power mongering.
Thank you so much, Ntunga. If you can take Mr. Dube there.
I know, Mr. Dube, the issue of numbers. Your party has been subjected to ridicule when it comes to attendance in the past, and you raised the issue of numbers. You are saying you are growing from rally to rally. What numbers are we talking about today? How many people attended your rally?
Well, I can tell you it was the biggest crowd that we've had. Maybe it was triple or four times bigger than what the last value that we've had. Unfortunately, I never got to a vintage point where I could really work the numbers quite properly. But I can tell you it was anything above 10,000. People did come out, even to our surprise as well, because what we had actually planned for and the numbers of people that came out, it totally overwhelmed our systems. And we know that as a party previously, we know we've been in many elections. So if we plan the way we've done and we then see our systems being stretched the way they were, then we know that we are anything in the tens of thousands of numbers, because anything below that, we normally have a capacity to comfortably take care of those kind of numbers. So the ridicule, it has been because there are people who just want to use numbers per se as a political tool. But our belief as the MCC is that numbers are not the ones that are going to change people's lives. It is what is behind the numbers. You know that President Tsvangirai, when the party started, it was started by workers and it grew phenomenally, but it was because of the policies that were aligned with our ideology of social democracy, which actually made those numbers to grow. And we have kept true to that philosophy. We have stayed true to the to President Tsvangirai's vision as a group. And so because of all those issues combined, the people are beginning to awaken and to realize that while some flashy, shiny statements may be said here and there, it all comes down to substance. And MDC has proven that it has what an electorate which is really realistic about having their fortunes changed must look at and vote for.
Umnumzana Witness Dube isikhulumeli sebandla lika babu Douglas Monzora ele MDCT/MDC Alliance uthe emhlanganweni wabo lamhlanje eZimbabwe Grounds bekulabantu abangafika kumbe abangedlula 10,000. Dube ngikuprese kudaba lwamanamba lapho uthwena kanengi amanani don't matter, but numbers really matter in politics. The people who attend political rallies matter because they give you a sense as a political party of where you stand comparative to other political parties. Whether those people vote or not is another issue, but indaba yamanamba iqhakathekile kakhulu. And bona abantu ababuya kuma rallies, udaba lokuthi bayavota kumbe abavoti really luphezu kwenu njengabosopolitiki, ngoba yini phela abantu bengaza emihlanganweni yenu yini okumele libakhombise ukuthi kungani bemele bevote hasho ukuthi baphelele kumarali akunjalo
asitsho ukuthi ama numbers kawaqakathekanga kodwa esikutshoyo ukuthi nxa sisiya ekhethweni ibandla akumelanga lizihlomise ngezindlela zokugaya ama-numbers kuphela esingathi ngama-gimmicks for getting numbers. Ngiza kupha umzekeliso iZANU PF ungakhangela ama-rallies ayo kukalutshwani ukuthi phela ama-rallies angelama-numbers ngoba bayasebenzisa imachinery yeparty eyestate yonke ekhona ukuthi bathathe abantu babaphoqelele ukuthi babe kuma-rally abo. Kodwa ukusubona ngokhetho sebefuna futhi lokuqubikelezela phezulu ukuthi ama-numbers ama-rally lawana lapho bayabe bekwazi ukuthi kade kungayisibo bantu babo. Ukhangeli amanye amaphathi kwesinye isikhathi ayathatha imali eningi athathe i-truck isuke mhlawumbe ikipinte khona izothwala abantu babuye kurali eHarare basuke mhlawumbe eHarare bayelayo kobulawayo babhodelayo bayefika la emasingo befuna nje kuphela ukuthi bayenze ama-numbers so thina sithi njengebandla le-MDC esihlala sikwenza nxa kulokhetho lapho esiyakhona sifokasa ekuthini siyokwethula umlayezo wethu kulabo bantu abakuleyo ndawo siyabe singakhangelanga ukuthi sifike sibe le engathi wow factor ukuthi sifike ebantwini sithwele abantu abantu besefestival ngoduma labo basilandele siyabe sithwele okubambekayo will be having substantive issues that people can identify with this is always our focus that once somebody decides to belong to the MTC it must become a lifelong commitment because they would have seen that what we are offering is what any developmental or progressive voter would aspire for. So in that context, ikwesikhuluma khona ngama-numbers ukuthi siyabe asihlali sithwele ama-gimmicks just to fill stadiums. Kodwa siyayenza lathi khonoko okuya
Thank you so much. Let's take our last guest on the program. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I don't think we have anyone.
Okay, let's maybe take a look at what's going on our social media platforms. On VOA Shona, we have Douglas Tonoi, who's also he's commenting on there. Medini Karuti, yellow we go, Simbarashe Ngovera, Ruti Mukomana ngapi in the Hake Chete. Pana Richard Soko, Arkuti Monzo and Zano PF, same party. Kozo ya panevamu evarkunyora shakare evachiti votel mavonga imungazi and MDC wants to force GNU with ZANU PF on people ndokuta urakwa varkuita and panesha vaona shangashurukuta urakwa panemimwe misangano varkufungizira ivo kuti panenge parakuta kufosu kezirwa kuti vanu wabatani ipapa sakandoshu mweshurukuitika pama page edu pane ere shuriku vio e indebele
yebo kukhona ma kulobani lapha uBonwela Siwela Mahlambi uthi yena msakazi wami omuhle ngicela ungifake emoyeni ufake le nombolo zakhe lapha ngazi uproducer indaba engamfonelanga uMahlambi kuzoba lo tafadzwa Chikwenda uthi yena ano terwa nani uyo angazi ukuthi ubesichiwo
and together there's a lot of conflicting comments on here but I see also like I had said earlier on we were supposed to be also having one of our guests Taben Shumba from Mashingo. He's an aspiring very young gentleman from Mashingo standing for CCC, but I think we are not able to get hold of him, but he has been sending WhatsApp messages saying that he's ready and he's preparing for his campaign. But Mercy Muchagonei Aripa VOA Shona Genaruti Ngapinde Akem Komana. But maybe let's go to Linda Masarira just for her to wrap up. I think she's still on the line. I'm not sure. I understand that she's also dropped, but we can thank all our guests here who are following with us. Gift Chinya Zero, Arkuti, Hans Kuavo Vakachira Zviborani. Mudoroba, mudoroba mfande kunge mchicherwa zviborani ndokutaura kwa arikuita
kumarundere ere kutaura nemukoma wangu vanenge vatataura nawo
vamateveke
marundere eku town kana kuti mumaridze
yemutown
okay
nikoma no marongo arikuti we go to Chamisa 2023 the new great Zimbabwe is just around the corner. You know, we have to thank all our guests. We had Justina Mukoko from Zimbabwe Peace Project, Witness Dube MDCT. We had also Ignatius Matereke of ZANU-PF. And all those that were following us on all our Facebook platforms. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya here in Washington.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo. Asihlangane kwezinye inhlelo zethu kusasa. Lila.